Yeah, are you ready? All right, 3, 2, 1. Let's go.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Tuesday Tips, brought to you by the Hot Lift Eat podcast. Hot Lift Eat official.
Garrett Carter.
And my favorite Coloradan.
Garrett. Good to be back.
Man. Good to be back, man. All right. We're still here. Colorado, four season elk.
Yeah, somehow.
It's snowing. It's pouring snow. We wanted to run through some, well, I don't know if I'm qualified for glassing tips, but our glassing setups that we're running for this hunt that we're doing together. I've got my bino set up. You've got your spotting set up. Kind of at this cool little overlook here. Obviously, the weather's coming in. We're kind of hoping the elk come off the high ground and push down to this lower elevations. The fog is pretty heavy right now, so we're hoping some of that burns off once this really wet snow is finished up and we can start actually putting this to use. So in the downtime, we're going to run through our setups. You want to go first?
I'll let you go first. All right.
I've got my tripod and my bino set up here. I didn't bring a spotting scope. On the last Tuesday Tips episode last week, you heard us talk about some tips for fourth season rifle, especially being at elevation coming from flatland. I wanted to make my pack as light as possible. It's not something I'm used to, hiking in the mountains at elevation, so I wanted to make it a little lighter. So I just went with binos. I did upgrade my binos. I knew we were going to be glassing a long way, so these are the 12x50s. Vortex, the Diamondbacks, and that is a significant boost from the 10x that I use for whitetail back home. So they've been phenomenal this trip, but wanted to save some weight with the spotting scope, especially because I'm just looking for a legal bull. I'm not looking for, I'm not trying to, you know, field judge the size class of.
Absolutely.
It doesn't have to be a 300-inch bull for me. So
yeah, definitely.
Yeah. 4 points. Good enough for me. So that was kind of my thought behind this. Try and save some weight. My tripod, no idea how to say it, but this came recommendation of Caleb Bell actually, but Surui. You know?
Your guess is good as mine, buddy.
Let us know if you know how the hell to say it. This thing's sweet. This thing's way sweet. Fully adjustable, three kind of different sections of legs. So you can glass while standing, you can glass while laying down. Cool, obviously, quick detach if you wanted to throw a spotting scope on there, or if you wanted to throw if you had another base for a spotting scope, or if you had another base on like a shooting, what would you call that, like a shooting rest, you could throw a shooting rest on there and shoot off of that. So I like it because it's really light, it's really durable, and most importantly, it's stable. If you get cheap tripods and you're trying to look at distance, and you go to get behind the glass and it does some of these, you've wasted your money. Just buy the nicer, higher end tripods would be my advice.
Buy once, cry once.
Fully adjustable, and you can use all different type of modules, like we said, but it's solid, really solid. And we've been behind the glass a lot these last couple days.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really smooth, easy articulation. I'm running the, I have a tricer, whatever the hell you call this, bino adapter.
Bino adapter.
Right here in the middle, which is cool because I'd never used one before. I'm not a, you know, you watch all these videos. I'm about to show how inexperienced I am, but you watch all these hunting videos and like, how the hell do they do that? I didn't even know there was a piece on the front of your binos you unscrew and then you put the peg in. And that's how you attach them. So make fun of me in the comments, but this has been my setup. It's been awesome. Solid. You can glass at distance. You can glass close. The 12 bites have been great. And lightweight.
Yeah, so I've been good, super, lightweight Western setup. Man.
Super pleased. If you're looking for a legal bull and not, you know.
I mean, even with some of these distances that we've been looking at, like that's where we've even needed the spotting scope to even tell if it's been a legal bull.
Right. The bulls we have seen have been far away.
Yeah. Yeah. The ones that we were on 2 days ago, I think when we first saw them, they were just under 2 miles away.
That's true. And I was looking through them through this and I was like, it might be a bull. I don't know. And that's where your setup would come in
clutch. It did come in helpful. I'm going to be changing quite a bit going forward here. I bought a lot of this. Not that I'm by any means rich now, but like I bought this in a state of being semi-poor, and kind of went with the budget route. I haven't been overall pleased with the tripod. It's serviceable. It's fine. It's the Vortex Summit 2. It kind of does its job, but I recently had a mishap.
Oh, where yeah.
There's a whole section of it now missing. Yeah. And I don't even really know what happened. Just popped out, and I haven't been able to get it to go back in. And so, I mean, the one nice thing, like, Vortex has always been very good with their warranty program. Yeah. So, obviously, I'm just going to send it in, try it again. I might have just gotten a bad one.
Yeah, maybe you could ask them if you could upgrade, too.
Yeah, no, exactly. Been really pleased with the spotting scope. I just got the 65mm Diamondback, and it's been good to me. I got it 5 years ago. I would like to upgrade to a little bit stronger one. For what I've been doing recently, it's fine. I spend a lot of time in really heavy timber, so I actually really don't carry this around very often. Something like this, though, where like
you can glass 2 miles away.
Yeah, you can't see anything right now, but you can glass a long ways away from here. I don't know. I am going to be changing my binos up. I'm going to be upgrading to something more along what you have, getting some 12 bys. I currently have 8x42s. And again, for what I usually use them for.
More perfect. Archery elk kind of thing.
Archery elk, which is thick timber. The foliage is always like super thick at that point. So like can't hardly see through anything more than 100 yards anyways. So
yeah, these are almost too much in those aspen thickets.
Yeah. Yeah, and we got a chance to kind of go do some pretty hefty glassing yesterday and the day before, and go kind of get up on top of the mountain and work our way down and get some really good overshots on some stuff.
Yeah.
But it was nice just to have, I mean, that's the other side of it too, is having multiple people glassing with you is always key. Like we had, five guys up on the mountain yesterday all glassing together, and like, kind of quickly were able to pick apart areas, clear whole sections of mountains, and then move
on. I think you said this yesterday, like, you know, I guess this is kind of glassing tips, but like, if nothing else, to rule areas out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because, dude, I'm so overwhelmed with how much there is to glass out here. It's completely overwhelming, which again speaks to have a good setup that you're familiar with and you can set up quickly and efficiently.
Yeah.
Because you want to be comfortable. If you're glassing offhand, like, you're just not going to be as efficient.
Well, and you don't want to be yard sailed everywhere, right? Like, you don't want to be digging through your pack and have like half your shit over here and half your shit over here.
Which is how I've
heard rumors. That
which that's is how I've been in the past. I've hunted a lot in the past. Yeah. Try to get better every time.
You lose some stuff along the way. Maybe you don't pack some stuff back up.
I put things in smart places, and then I forget where those places are.
No, 100%. It always goes back to everything has a place, and it goes back to the exact same place every single time.
Yeah,
like
my
pack is like, it looks chaotic to most people, but it's so anally the exact same every single time that like, I at least know where everything is. And in the middle of the night, like when it's dark and everything like that, you can get in there and know exactly where your shit's at.
Yeah, I actually lose everything so efficiently. When I break this down, I put everything back in the bag, which is probably a total rookie move, but like I know where it all is. And this whole trip, it's gone on the right side of my pack. I know exactly where it is, going vertically down.
Yep.
So I'm not going to lose the bino adapter, which is a fucking pain if you would lose that. Yep. And then the rest of it is in there. And then the head comes off if you need to. I think I had to take it off to fly.
Okay.
To save some height in your bag. But I put everything back in the bag now. We're getting better.
Yeah. We'll get you straightened out one of these years.
Exactly. But cool. Those are kind of our setups that we've been using, and haven't seen 10 million elk, but we found some in some pretty tough spots to
see. From what I can see right now,
the fog got worse.
Absolutely fucking no point in using them right now anyway. So we might.
So we're going to put these up.
Let's go get some hot chocolate.
And a beer.
Yeah, and a beer. It's not too early to drink beer when you're socked in.
Dude, those are the rules.
Yeah.
Mountain rules.
Yeah.
Well, cool.
All right, buddy.
Yeah. Listeners, appreciate the hell out of you guys. We'll talk to you next week.
We'll see you.